Arizona's bald eagle population has continued to grow since the birds were removed from the endangered species list in 2007. One reason why is because every year a dedicated group of biologists camp out and watch the next generation from egg to first flight. From KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, Mariana Dale reports.
Leah Bader's office is a hill overlooking a stretch of the Verde River.
Okay, I set my alarm for 4, and I was making my coffee by about 20 to 5.
This brisk morning, she's bundled up in layers. Short pink hair pokes out from beneath a beige knit hat, and silver eagle earrings hang from her ears. She points her telescope at the nest tree, hundreds of yards away.
I just say it's the biggest, tallest, fluffiest cottonwood out there.
Bader waits for an adult eagle to drop off prey, a sure sign there's a chick in the nest.
Well, I say they don't feed eggs.
Bader's one of about 24 people Arizona Game and Fish hires every year to keep a close eye on the bald eagle nests. They're on watch almost every day between February and June. Most are field biologists chasing seasonal work. Bader is an exception.
I'm chatty liberal arts major, and I've become an intense observer and understander of maps.
She's a veteran watcher. This is her 10th year traveling from Wyoming to Arizona for the season.
The nest watchers that we have out there, they really serve as our front lines.
Tuck Jacobson is the Raptor Management Coordinator for the Arizona Game and Fish Department. He says Arizona's bald eagles are uniquely adapted to the harsh desert, and most don't leave the state.
If population in Arizona declines, doesn't have other populations that are going to help bolster it.
When the Nest Watch program started in 1978, Arizona's eagles and those around the country had been decimated by the pesticide DDT and humans. Now there are more bald eagles than ever recorded in Arizona. Jacobson says it's in part because nest watchers keep people, paragliders, and these days, drones, away from sensitive nest sites.
The observers are able to see that bigger picture and identify what's actually causing those issues.
Arizona's program is thought to be the only one of its kind. For one, because the population here is small compared to other states. Arizona has about 67 active nests this year. Minnesota, for example, has over 2,300 eagle breeding pairs. On this day, we're just feet away from another nest, so game and fish biologists can mark and measure the young chicks. The parent eagles circle overhead. Vader drops her voice to a whisper.
I was super nervous the first time I held one. I had to be talked into it.
She nestled the brown-gray bird under her arm, its already sharp talons wrapped in cloth. Sometimes Vader can't help but talk about the birds like they're humans.
Eagles are the strong, sensitive type. They're a mighty bird, but little things can harm them.
A few weeks after that visit, one of the two chicks in the nest dies. Vader thinks an evening windstorm swept the little female from the tree.
You know, that was really sad. It was one of those bad days.
These small tragedies are part of eagle watching. Vader says it's helped her process her own brother's death. He passed last year, just before the nesting season.
The coming and going and the life and the death that you see in plants and animals and everything out here is, I don't know, it just helps me to know my place.
What do you think your place is?
Temporary.
Not long after the first eagle chick died, the other one disappeared from the nest. Vader scoured the ground underneath the tree.
Walking back and forth, and underneath vegetation, underneath, I just hear a little rustling. And something scooted off there. I'm like, baby!
A success. The young bird was alive, and it's back home for now. Vader will continue to watch from a distance until the little eagle flies from the nest on its own. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, reporting from the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation.
And Mariana Dale joins us now in studio. So, Mariana, any updates on those little eagles?
I do have some. So I was talking with Leah this morning, and the last chick that was mentioned in the story, that little male that had fallen from the desk, he has successfully flown on his own now. So
All right. Means
the Fort McDowell, yes, nests yielded 2 eagle fledglings this year.
And what's the likelihood that eagle will one day be raising its own chicks?
Well, that's kind of the downer about some of this work sometimes. And even if they do survive their first flight like this one did, biologists estimate 3/4 of them will die before they reach adulthood. And so that's why it's so critical that Arizona gives every single eagle the best chance.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the area where you were reporting the story?
So eagle nests are spread throughout the state. They're mostly in central Arizona, and then there's a couple up north near Flagstaff. And several of the nest sites are on the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation, which is east of Phoenix by Fountain Hills. The bald eagle's protection there is a collaboration between the tribe and biologists. Throughout the nesting season, Vader and her partner, her eagle-watching partner, Jen, they visit the school children. They go to Earth Day celebrations, senior centers, and all of that to share what they've learned about the tribe's bald eagle community.
Now, the eagle is obviously a national symbol, but is there any special significance for the Yavapai people?
Yeah, bald eagles play a role in their history and in their culture. So in a couple of versions of the Yavapai creation story, there's a young boy who disguises himself as prey in order to get carried up to an eagle's nest. And once there, he kills the family of eagles that had in turn murdered his mother. So the eagle's actually kind of the bad guy in their creation story. But as former President Raphael Bear explains, the eagles kind of have a redemption story.
Some people even believe now that it actually repaid us by actually coming out and, I don't know how you would say it, but saving us from the threat of the Orm Dam.
And what was the Orm Dam?
So the Orm Dam, the federal government, they tried to build this dam that would have flooded most of the tribe's land in the 1970s. And like any big environmental project, there was a ton of controversy. The Yavapai fought the Orm Dam proposal, and they actually won. That's why the nation's still there today. Some of their allies in this fight were conservationists because the land that would have been flooded included eagle nesting sites. Donald Beckman grew up on the Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation and said he was taught that the ancestors kind of pointed to the eagles for answers.
It's just like the ancestor says, they will come when you need help. They know.
Beckman also participates in some Yavapai songs and ceremonies, and when he sees an eagle in the wild, he'll actually reach out to it in song.
You just sing to him like you're happy. I'm happy that you're here, or it's good that I see you. I could almost understand you, what you're saying in your words.
All right, that's been KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Mariana, thanks a lot.
Thank you.